This is Dave Custy with Baltimore Internet Radio, and we're winding down here at the Night of 100 Elvises. And I've got with me Walt Fales. Walt, welcome to Baltimore Internet Radio.
Hello. Thanks, Dave.
Tell us about your involvement here. How did it start with you?
Well, I actually went to UMBC with the organizers, and we've been playing with music venues ever since, and Elvis was the one that took off.
And so you had started this 20-odd years ago, right?
Yes. In fact, this was our 21st year. We like to call it the first year of the next 10 because we moved from Lithuanian Hall to the Hunt Valley Inn. Last night was our first experience here, and feedback has been very positive. The venue, the way the show was laid out, I think people really had a hell of a good time.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I've gone a couple of years to Lithuanian Hall, which is good, but this had a really nice feel to it in the space.
It had a good feel, and we love Lithuanian Hall. And, you know, I know there are a lot of city people that are upset with us for moving out of the city, but they probably don't realize that some new directive would have closed the show at 11 p.m. on a Saturday
That's
night.
That's what I understand.
I mean, you can't work around that. Who wants to go to a
There's
party
a lot
that
of different problems, what I understand. I know. God, yeah. It's just starting, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The thing is, too, that you might have lost a few, but I'm sure you gained
some people
out here, too.
I believe we did. Yesterday was the first time we ever had a matinee, and we probably had 50 to 75% capacity during the matinee. So,
oh, right. Yeah, no,
you know,
here. It was terrific because I was quite surprised
well,
at that. You
yes.
know, you go walking around at 2:30 and people are
having a good time.
9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the show started. You know, we shut her down. We shut the matinee down at 5 and got everything cleaned up, rearranged, reset, and kicked it off at 7. And I said to a couple of people as I was walking around, trying to walk around last night, that, wow, it's just like Lithuanian Hall, meaning it was packed. I mean, it was, you know, elbow to elbow.
Actually, I liked a little break in there. You know,
yes.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. I was there the whole time in the afternoon, and I just went up to my room for an hour and then came back and was refreshed.
A lot of people did that. Just kind of took a little, you know, a little meditative rest.
Had a little siesta there, and it was terrific, yeah.
And they served the buffet beginning at 5, so a lot of people could use that break to have a meal and kind of jump start and then come
back
at 7 o'clock.
Recharge the old batteries there.
Yeah.
So, because it was a good crowd, and it went well, too. I mean, technically, you know, there wasn't any really, you couldn't see any glitches or anything. One went right after another. Now, tell us about, here's a little segue to that. What's your role, actually?
Well, they call me the master of ceremonies. I'm also known as Walt the Band Man because for many of these 21 years, it was my role to get the bands together in their from their entertainer's lounge into a staging area so that they could go on stage. Because, as you know, bands and tribute artists only play 2 to 3 songs.
Right.
Walk on, plug in, play, walk off. Well, in that kind of an atmosphere, it's so easy to lose track of time. So I was, you know, I was the band herder, if you will.
Yes, great. Well, I have to say, you did a terrific job last night because it went seamless.
Yeah,
went from one to another, and there was not a big lulls or anything at all.
No, we take a lot of pride in that. I mean, it's a lot of stuff to squeeze into a little space.
Well, it is. I mean, if you think about it, like you said, they do 2 or 3 songs, and they come up, you know, throughout a night when you're talking about 7 to 1.
Well,
we
had about 36 acts performing on 3 stages simultaneous all night, all Elvis.
And
that was for the matinee as well as the evening show.
Like I say, went seamless. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dave.
Another one well done. What's great about it too is that you get the Elvis tribute artists from all over, and they come back every year.
They do.
At their own expense.
They do. Yeah,
they're doing it for charity, which is for the Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned that at their own expense. All of the entertainers volunteer their time. And we will take it upon ourselves to put them up. Okay.
Right.
But they don't get paid for performing.
No.
They love it. I mean, I think that's a common theme with a lot of musicians is they really, really give back.
They do. I mean, you see the same people, you know, and new people, too. But you see them coming back and saying, I interviewed a few of them, and I just kind of off the cuff because I knew the answer. I said, well, you think you come back next year? Oh, good. This is one of the, you know.
Oh, it's unfortunate that we have to turn them away. Because we've got, because of the word spreading, we've got tribute artists contacting us from, oh, gee, we've had them contact us from England. From the Netherlands.
Really?
And lots, of course, here in the U.S. But we just, you can't accommodate everybody.
Man,
and to bring in a new player, we can't bump an old player. No, so it's, you know, it's a constant
exactly,
juggling act.
Yeah. Well, see, that kind of goes to my next question, because you went from the Lithuanian Hall up to here, Hunt Valley Mall, but you also went from 2 days to 1 day.
Yes.
I mean, you got to start out with, it's a pilot scheme,
and
really,
that,
isn't it?
That was really it. I mean, this was our first time here. We weren't sure how it was going to be received, how big or receptive the audience might have been. So, we wanted to do a dry run. I mean, it was a live show. Don't get me wrong; it wasn't like a beta, but
No. That's the thing. It went from went 7 to 1, and it was, I guess, it seems it went from none.
Yes.
Another. So, are you going to go back and then talk it over and think maybe what next year could be?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 nights or
see if it develops.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, when we originally started 21 years ago, it was a 1 night event. And, I guess 5 years later, so maybe 15, 16 years ago, it went to 2 nights. And then this being the first time with a matinee and the evening show and now brunch with Elvis, we're going to, we'll regroup. You know, the whole volunteer base will regroup and kind of discuss our plans for 2015. And kind of take it from there. So I really don't know if it's going to be
It just happened. I mean, we're still here. You know,
I envision it going into a 3 or 4 day event.
That'd
it's
be
got
great.
You know that
like
kind of
festival.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. The hotel is big enough to accommodate it,
and I'm sure they don't mind because I think they did pretty well.
I think so too. I think they did very well.
I didn't hear him complaining or anything.
No.
But it's terrific. Like I said, you're getting new people to love this too. Because I saw people. I grew up in Towson, and actually I've been away for quite a while. But I actually saw people that I knew from years ago.
Yeah.
And whether it's good or not, they wouldn't really venture down in the city. You know.
So. No. In fact, that was a big concern with Lithuanian Hall.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we've never had an incident, but it was just kind of waiting to happen. It was
and people were concerned about going out at 1 o'clock at night, and
that's why we ran shuttle buses
and stuff.
We ran shuttle buses from Radisson and the Holiday Inn back and forth to the hall all night for both nights, because of that, there's no place to park at Lithuanian Hall. And if you're not a city person or used to the city, it's easy to get lost. Make a wrong turn.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But I mean, one of the things that I thought about when you were talking earlier about moving is that a lot of people just don't like change. And like I say, there's pros and cons and everything, but I think this is the right change because I think. That, like I say, there would be people. And there were people that I knew that came from the city too. You have a whole new audience here, and like you say, you could expand it a couple days and stuff here.
And we couldn't, unfortunately, expand anymore at Lithuanian Hall.
Like it had a time. It had its time.
Yes.
We
had a great run there.
It was a terrific run. Yeah.
And it was such an unusual, unique, and eclectic building. And it seemed to add to the ambiance, but the show and the entertainers are what it's all about.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
This place offered a great variety from the Velvet Elvis Lounge up here in the lobby to the main stage to the Jungle Room. I mean, it was great.
It was terrific like that because you were in one part of it and then you could kind of like take a break from that part and go to another part of it. But still be entertained the whole
still
time because you didn't know what you were expecting coming into another place.
Yeah, different venues. I mean, you've got your main stage, Cape, and the 2001 Space Odyssey music Elvises, and the Jungle Room is a lot more relaxed. They might do a half hour or 45 minute set.
The comfort of the artists was important. I mean, it's not that they were uncomfortable down there, but it was you know, I think its time had passed, and I think, you know, because the artists that I talked to here loved it here.
Yes,
they
yes.
loved the hotel.
Oh,
they
we
loved
got so much
going around there.
Feedback.
Yeah.
So much. I mean, I specifically went around yesterday during both the matinee and the evening show, and asked people to give me their feedback. Mm-hmm. What did they think? And I really didn't hear many complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no.
Somebody didn't like the way the hotel cooked the peanut butter and banana sandwiches, but hell, that ain't bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, some of them complained that, you know, and I, this was like one or two things I heard in the bathroom or something, that you had to, that it was a cash bar.
Yeah.
Like that. But, you know, these are little things that you fix.
You fix as time goes on.
Yeah.
Now, when we were doing it at Lithuanian Hall, of course, ticket prices were $85,
yeah, well, see,
which included.
One of them mentioned, say, well, it was only 140 something here now.
Yeah,
so, well, it was 85
last year. I mean, we dropped the price of general admission in half. Because we couldn't offer an open bar or an open buffet in a hotel. It's just not the way the hotel works.
Exactly.
They control that end of it.
No, yeah.
We used to, but not anymore. I mean, heck, we couldn't even bring our own food in here for our entertainer's lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're very restrictive in terms of what you can and can't do.
Well, like we say, it's...
And we'll learn to work around it.
Well, yeah, yeah, sure. I mean, it's a... an evolving thing all the time. It's a learning thing too. But now it's December the 7th. It's the morning after the night before. And have you had any feedback from the hotel?
No, no. In fact, there's an event going on right now, the Brunch with Elvis.
Brunch with Elvis,
and
yeah.
I'm actually getting ready to leave here and go to participate in the Mayor's Parade. The Night of 100 Elvises has been in the Mayor's Parade for only 20 years, because last year, because of the snow, was the first year they ever canceled in the history of the parade. So as soon as we wrap this up, I'm heading down to Poly Western High School to hop in a cool car and ride in the parade.
Right, sounds like a great day.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun.
From one thing to another,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Anything else you want to add, Walt?
No, I just, well, maybe that people check out the website, www.nightof100elvises.com. And all kinds of photographs and comments will be posted from last night, mm-hmm. as well as previous years. So if you've never been to the event, you can get a flavor, a taste, if you will, of what it's really all about.
Well, one last question. Have you talked to anybody from Hopkins Children's Center?
No.
No.
It's
early days yet. We'll do a follow-up in a little bit.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a 60-90-day thing because of all the accounting that takes place.
Yeah, but I can't see that they couldn't be happy because the place was packed.
Oh, Hopkins is always happy.
Like, you know.
In fact, I mean, they're happy with any donation we give them.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the proceeds go to Johns Hopkins Children's Center. The other charitable organization that was here is called Hungry for Music. And they raffled off a really cool Les Paul guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'll keep those proceeds for their own charitable work with children and musical instruments.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank you for talking to me here
on Baltimore
Internet Radio. I've been talking to Walt Fales, who is known as...
Walt the Bandman.
Walt the Bandman. I love it. Thank you very much. And we'll do this again. We'll do an update throughout the year.
I'd like to
see what December 2015 is.
All you internet listeners out there, you know, check it out. Check out the event. I think if you came up here, you'd have a great time.
Oh, I think so too. Thank you very much, Walt.
Thank you.